years. In the daytime, he led them with a cloud.
And all the night,
he split the hard rocks in the wilderness.
And gave them drink in abundance, as out of the burning sea.
He brought waters out of the stony rock.
So that it gushed out like the rivers.
Yet for all this, they sinned more against him.
And provoked the Most High in the wilderness.
They tested God in their hearts.
And demanded food for their craving.
They spoke against God, saying,
"Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?"
Indeed, he smote the stony rock, so the water gushed out, and the streams overflowed.
But can he give bread also, or provide meat for his people?
When the Lord heard this, he was full of wrath.
So the fire was kindled against Jacob, and there flared up fierce anger against Israel.
Because they did not believe in God.
They did not put their trust in his help.
So he commanded the clouds above.
And opened the doors of heaven.
He rained down manna upon them to eat.
He gave them food from heaven.
So mortals ate the bread of angels.
For he sent them food enough.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the book of 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to the man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at the table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. As we gather this night, Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts to receive all that you would have for us tonight. Lord, we pray that we would understand how we fit in the story of Jesus and in the story of this night, and that it would transform us and mold our lives to become faithful disciples of him. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So before his arrest, Jesus gathered with his disciples to celebrate a Passover meal. And he made a point of telling them how much he desired to spend this meal with them. In Luke 22:15, Jesus said, "I've earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Now, Jesus had regularly eaten meals with his disciples, and so there's nothing special about having a meal together. And he'd also celebrated at least one other Passover with them in the past. So what was it about this night, the Last Supper, that he so earnestly wanted to spend it with them this night? In historical context, the Old Testament Passover set in motion the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. Without the Passover, there would not have been a deliverance from Egypt. Today, our understanding of the Passover often comes from the contemporary Jewish Passover meal called the Seder. But the Jewish Passover is not just a meal. It's a sacrifice. And this is the fundamental difference between the first century Jewish Passover and the modern Jewish Seder. The Seder is not a sacrifice. At the time of Jesus, lambs had to be sacrificed at the temple in Jerusalem. You had to take the lamb to the temple, and give it to the priest to sacrifice it. And for this reason, at the time of Passover, the city of Jerusalem was just brimming with pilgrims who would come from all throughout Israel for this important day. According to Josephus, there were 265,000 lambs that would be offered at Passover. Can you imagine how much blood would be poured out by the priests that day? The Passover sacrifice was not completed by the death of the lamb, but by eating its flesh. Five times the Bible states the Israelites must eat the lamb. The Israelites ate the flesh of the Passover the same night that it was killed, roasting it and consuming it with unleavened bread. In the Old Testament, it was never enough simply to sacrifice the lamb. The actual flesh of the lamb had to be eaten in order for the sacrifice to be complete. In order to fulfill the law and to be saved from death, you had to eat the lamb. Now, the Last Supper took place in Jerusalem, not in the town of Bethany where Jesus and his disciples were staying. And that's because the Passover meal had to be eaten within the gates of Jerusalem. Although the Last Supper was a Passover meal, this particular Passover was by no means ordinary. Jesus was deliberately instituting a new Passover through which the new Exodus would be set in motion. Jesus was not just celebrating a memorial of the Exodus from Egypt. He was establishing a new Passover, the long-awaited Passover of the Messiah. During the meal, instead of talking about the past Exodus from Egypt, Jesus began talking about his future suffering and death. Rather than explaining the meaning of the flesh of the Passover lamb, Jesus shifted the focus away from the body and blood of the Passover and turned it toward his own body and blood. Jesus identified the bread and the wine of the supper as his own body and blood and commanded the disciples to eat and to drink his flesh. Why? Because by means of his sacrifice, Jesus would inaugurate the new Exodus, which the prophets had foretold about. A new Exodus in which the Jewish people had been waiting a long time for. Jesus was saying, "I am the Passover lamb and the new Exodus." In the Passover of this night, the Lamb becomes the person of God, and the blood of redemption is the blood of the Messiah. Or as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed for us. This new Passover was to be repeated by his disciples after his sacrifice. And that's why Jesus says to them, "Do this in remembrance of me." They were to practice what they were doing that night. When we participate in Holy Communion each week, we are taking part in the new Passover meal established by Jesus at the Last Supper. A sacrifice is still the central part of this Passover, but it was accomplished once and for all at Calvary. The eating of the bread and the drinking of the wine are equivalent to eating the flesh of the Passover lamb. As disciples, we are to continue sharing in this new Passover meal until Jesus returns. Why is this meal such an important part of the life of a disciple of Jesus. Well, in the celebration of the Passover in the Old Testament, the Jews remembered their deliverance from Egypt. In the Feast of the Tabernacles, which they also celebrated, they remembered their sojourn in the wilderness by dwelling in booths. And similarly, in the meal of Holy Communion, we are called to remember what Christ has done for us in the sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. In eating the bread and in drinking the cup, we are remembering what Christ has done for us. Remembering is a proclamation to the world of who God is and what he's done. When we share in the body and blood of Christ, we are literally taking a step of faith. We are saying, I believe that you sent your son to save me, and I take this today. I eat this bread and drink this wine in remembrance of what Christ has done for me, and proclaim to the world that it is the truth. Remembering honors God, and it lifts him up in praise. God loves it when we remember, and knows that when we stop remembering is when we fall away from him. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul teaches that the Lord's Supper is also sharing in the life and death of Jesus. As we remember what Christ has done for us, we become part of the story. Our lives become integrated into his. As we partake in the bread and the wine, we come to see that the crucifixion of Jesus was not just an event remote from our lives, but his death was for us. His blood was shed that I might be made clean. His body was crucified that I might be set free from my slavery to sin. And that's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not participation in the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not participation in the body of Christ? To drink the cup, to eat the bread during Holy Communion, is not the same as eating a hunk of bread or drinking a glass of wine at home. No, it is spiritual food that gives us life. It is spiritual food that unites us with Christ and identifies us as his people. The new Passover meal is a remembering of what Christ did. It is a participation in what Christ accomplished, and it is life transforming. Communion is only for those who have given their lives to Jesus, for those that call themselves his disciples, for those willing to bow down and say, I am a sinner, and I feel far away from God. I need his blood to wash away my sins. I need his crucified body to crucify my flesh. The new Passover is a meal that is a gift from God. It is a physical manifestation that we celebrate each time we gather, that remembers and celebrates what Christ accomplished. And each week when we partake, we are reliving our decision to put our trust in him. Amen.